Thank you for calling the NEC help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded line. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. I have Keisha Davis on the line. I was hoping you could help her out.
Absolutely. Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
Hi. It's Emmanuel on a recorded line here. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Okay. And then just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, was it you or a
child
of...
It's loud. Close the door, please. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Yep. Was it you or a child of yours that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
My son.
Okay. Hopefully he's doing better now. How's the little guy doing?
He's doing good. We were at the store when I received the phone call, and he keeps trying to get back in the car, but he's loud.
But he's doing
okay.
Has he had any ongoing gastrointestinal or bowel conditions, any intestinal perforation, any scarring or structures in the intestines, sepsis, neurological damages? How would you say he's, what kind of lingering ailments would you say you've noticed?
Well, he had breathing issues. It comes and goes now.
Okay.
But he was on oxygen when he was a baby and stuff. So, I mean, he just really needs to take it easy. Sometimes
right.
His stomach hurts.
Okay. So other, like, serious long-lasting.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And about what date would you say he was diagnosed?
He was diagnosed, it was like 2 weeks after he was born.
Okay.
So towards the end of April, early May.
So he was born premature, was he?
Yes, he was.
How many weeks?
He was born April the 13th. He was 31 weeks.
31 weeks. Okay. And so little that, did they take him into the NICU right away?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. he would have been diagnosed at the hospital without having left the hospital. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. So you said 31 weeks and his date of birth is 4/3, what, I'm sorry?
2015.
Okay.
4/13/2015.
I'm sorry, 4/13/15, okay. And you said he was diagnosed a couple weeks later, so we'll say 2 weeks. That would have been around the 27th, so around 4/27.
Yes, the fourth week in April, the last week, that's when he was diagnosed.
Perfect. So we'll just we'll go with that there.
Yeah, it was fairly quick.
And then it sounds like he would have been diagnosed after being fed the formula, correct?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And then I'll find the address for the facility that he was diagnosed and born at. What was the hospital name?
It's Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz, and it's on Soquel Drive. I just don't know the number.
I have it here. Perfect.
The number. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
So you guys are in California?
Yes.
We are as well. We're further down south in Orange County, though. I think you guys are a couple hours away from us. Hours from us.
We're north, like towards San Jose.
Oh yeah, all the way up there.
But you get here before you get to San Jose.
And then you're filing as the mother. Do you remember the brand of the formula that was used?
Yes, it was Similac NeoSure.
Okay.
For premature babies. I'm sorry. Take up, please. Please. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished.
And then let me go to this next part here. So he's 9 years old right now, right? Or 9 or 10?
Yes.
Nine.
He's nine.
And then 31 weeks diagnosed at the hospital. Okay, let me go to this next section here. And then, do you have a copy of his birth certificate? You don't need it this second, but.
I do.
Okay. And was he the only child of yours that you know, or do you have any friends or family that had someone else born or that was affected?
Just him that I know of.
Okay. Thank you for confirming
that.
Yes. And then will you confirm his gender?
He's male.
Thank you. And then spell
out. I don't know why I left it that, but.
Spell out his name as it shows on the birth certificate.
Jacob Hand, J-A-C-O-B,
mm-hmm.
and H-A-N-D.
Okay. No middle name or middle initial?
No.
No. Okay. And then I have you as Keisha, K-E-S-H-I-A, and last name Davies, D-A-V-I-S. Does his birth certificate
yes.
show you with a different last name or a middle name?
No.
No? Okay.
My name, I've never been married.
Okay. And then this is your cell phone, is it? 831-210-4144?
That's correct.
Okay. And then the email that was passed over is KeishaMD31@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your current mailing address?
706. Landrum Court, Marina, California, 93933. 93933,
okay.
Thank
you. And then let me go to this next part here. I don't think it applies to you. I'm just required to ask. Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, loss of custody, or no?
No.
Okay. And then did you experience any of the following issues during pregnancy? Tobacco use, illicit drug use, hypersensitive disease, placental insufficiency, HIV/AIDS, delayed cord clamping, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And then he was born in California. And you're both U.S. citizens, right?
Yes.
Okay. And about how long would you say he was in the NICU?
Oh, gosh. That was so long ago.
Oh, I know. It was 9 years ago, and some people don't even remember what they had for breakfast yesterday morning, right? So I get it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Doesn't
it
need to be
about,
an exact age
ballpark. It was about 2 months, maybe
okay.
a little over.
Okay. So we'll say, let's say till the end of June then, so like June 30th or so, somewhere around there, just as a placeholder date, if that's okay.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, about maybe the second week of June or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll say until June 15. And then what did he weigh?
He weighed 4 pounds, 1 ounce.
4 pounds, 1 ounce. Okay. And then did they start him? I mean, obviously at 31 weeks, quite small. I don't know if he was latching on to your breast and being given breast milk, but did they start him on the baby formula right away?
Yes. I never breastfed.
Okay. And then about how long was he on the formula for?
About 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then he started having issues.
And then let me go to this next question. So the time between usage and injury would have been like you said, a couple weeks after a couple weeks of being fed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you said he was never fed breast milk, so let me put NA in that section. And then he was fed the formula and fortifier in the hospital, so I'll select that button there. And then this next question just asks which of these following symptoms he had after drinking the cow-based milk formula. Did he have low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, or dark bloody stools, or none of the above, or don't recall?
Yes, he had the bloody stool, the vomiting, he had the breathing issues, stomach pain.
Okay. And then
and the vomit was like
a weird color.
It was like green.
Yeah.
Finish. Yeah.
And then do you recall the kind of treatments or medical procedure he underwent? Was he given like antibiotics, medication, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, a laparotomy, ostomy surgery, a PICC line? Do you recall?
He had a laparotomy.
Yep. Okay.
And he was on oxygen. They gave him vitamins. Yeah. They had to stop the feeding, of course.
Right. And then, do you recall the date that he would have been last treated for any related issues? Did he go back after you guys would discharge checkups, or was that it when you guys were discharged?
I don't remember. That was so long ago.
Right. Okay. So I'll put around.
I know he was
around when you guys left the NICU in mid June. Then we'll put that as a placeholder date.
Yeah. He was there a little over 2 months. Yeah.
Okay. And then, do you recall?
The minute, babe.
Do you recall the doctor's name?
Yes, Dr. John Barber.
John Barber. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then let me put this other.
And he also received antibiotics, too.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Put this here. And then we're just about done here. Just a couple more sections. This one just asks for an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No, my number will be good. If something happens to me, then someone will have my phone.
Sure, not a problem. I'll put NA. And then just for the HIPAA compliance section, we have his, where'd it go? We have his date of birth and then just the last four of his social, if you know it offhand.
Yes, it's, let me look at it again. His R. 1462.
1462. And then you as his parent and legal guardian, your date of birth?
2/26/74.
74, and then the last four of your social.
9898.
Okay. And then I'll be sending an automated text message through DocuSign to do a quick e-signature.
Okay.
Actually, it's saying I'm missing the field here. Let me click the button again where it asks if you're U.S. citizens. So let me click that. Okay, let me hit the send button. and then it's going to spin on the computer for a minute, and then you'll see an automated text message from DocuSign. Now, I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know what you read, and then I'll try to do my best to guide you on where to tap next.
Hold on.
You agree to receive future messages from DocuSign at this number? Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jacob, please.
You just sent a drink. Last thing.
It says, okay. This envelope was also sent by email to my email. Recognizes email. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yep. So we'll hit continue.
Please review and act on these documents.
And then there it should
I
let
agree.
You check off.
Okay. Continue.
Yep. Continue. And then a yellow start button should pop up after that.
Okay.
And then after that, you'll just, where it's highlighted in yellow, you'll just tap, and the white box should pop up. And you can either use your finger to draw your signature, or it'll let you select where it's pre-typed out for you.
I have a stylus.
Oh, cool. What kind of phone do you have?
The Galaxy S24?
Oh, yeah. I've had Galaxies before. They're way better than iPhones. The only reason I have an iPhone is because my girlfriend made me get one. But I wanted to stick with the Android.
Okay, so I need to, tap again. But I just need to tap on all this. Signatures, correct?
Right. And
the initials?
Correct. And then you'll know we did it correctly if it lets you hit a yellow finish button.
Okay.
And then I'm also texting you from my direct line, which is a 949 area code, in case you have any questions or you need me for any reason. Normally, the firm will call you directly in a couple of weeks to introduce themselves. They're going to double-check my work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. But if you have questions before then, you can just call or text me. Our office hours are from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And it does show that you completed this. So you're all set. I know the little guy was trying to get going. So you're all set for now. Keep an ear out for a call from the firm in a couple weeks. And other than that, like I said, I'm a call or text away if you need me. Okay. Bye, Keisha.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.